This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We actually are trying to do get different guests on now. We actually have somebody. This next guy who's going to be on is somebody. I mean, like, hero is a word that gets thrown around a lot. People throw that word around. This guy is, I guess, I would consider a hero in terms of the influence he had over what I've tried to do with my career. And this is a guy who is a TV writer and director. He did a show, Hotel Riviera, which I don't know if you remember, anybody remembers, in the 80s, was one of those shows that kind of got canceled before its time. It's a Richard Benjamin sitcom. He did a show called Broken Records, which was like a music biz show in the 90s. And then about 10 or so years ago, he had a show called Doug's Way that ran for a couple seasons, three seasons. And that was 2005, I believe. And his name is Frank Cunningham, and he was a TV writer and director. And I think we have him on the line now. Mr. Cunningham?
Hi, is this Tom?
This is, yes.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me. It's that intro that you did was very... I'm humbled. I really am. Thank you for those kind words.
Well, no, of course. I appreciate you making the time for this because you're somebody who is important to me. So how are you tonight?
I'm good. Summer's, man, it's almost over. You know, it's a few more weeks. I'm actually down here in the Outer Banks, North Carolina with my family. We're having a really good time cooking out and just kind of taking it easy. Sure. How's your summer been going?
Pretty good. I've kind of stayed local more than maybe I would have liked, but it's been a good summer.
That's great.
You know, crazy weather and whatnot.
It's I don't know if you can hear it in the background. There's some heavy lightning going on. Thunder. You know, normally that's kind of scary, but when you see it over the ocean, it's really, I don't know, it's very majestic. Mm-hmm. I think that's the right word.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, I don't want to take too much of your time, especially if you're on vacation. I guess I just wanted to talk to you about your career and everything you've kind of accomplished. And I guess to begin, I would want to begin at the beginning. And kind of ask you how you got your start in show business as a writer and eventually as a director.
Well, you know, back then in the late 70s, there weren't really... I don't want to say you had to know somebody, but it really helped to establish relationships before you actually did it.
Hello? Mr. Cunningham, Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Cunningham, yes, I could not hear. Your answer got lost. It was all your phone sounded garbled on that.
How much did you hear?
You started to answer the question, and then I kind of got lost there.
So you didn't hear any of it?
Not the answer part, no.
This phone. It's funny. I mean, it's not funny, but I've had other issues with this phone where I will you know, sometimes, I don't know if it's not, the signal's weird or something, but this is not the first time I've heard this. And, you know, it's interesting, when I was buying the phone, the guy was, I thought I was buying one of these, the big phone, you know, it's an X.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's an 8S or something, and I thought it was going to, I thought I was buying the big one, and I was kind of glad I didn't get the big one, because truthfully, those seem like they won't even fit in your pocket, you know what I mean? So I'm glad I got this one, but for some reason I'm having some issues with it. So anyway, I'm very sorry.
Don't worry. So we were talking, actually, I was asking you about just how your career began and how you had gotten your start in your career as a writer and then eventually a writer-director.
Right. Well, you know, we could start talking about the first show where I really kind of hit it, which, as you mentioned, was Hotel Riviera.
Hello? Mr. Cunningham. Hello? I still can't. I could not hear.
It happened again?
It happened again, yes.
Oh, my God. I'm going to... When I get back to the mainland, as they call it, you know, I'm going to wring that guy's neck, you know, but it's... There are times I wonder if... I've had this phone for probably, I guess, about 2 months or so, and I feel almost like it's cursed, almost like it's the Christine of phones or something. You remember that movie?
Sure, the Stephen King movie.
Yeah, where there was a 45-year-old man playing the bully.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
That was back when I think it was harder to graduate, and they literally would keep you in high school long it took.
Yep, and I think technically that's known as the Stalker-Channing syndrome.
Yes, I think Greece, I think, had a whole thing with Danny, his crew. I think there was one guy in the crew who, I think he looks like he needs hip surgery. Like he needs to get his, when he's dancing a little bit, looks like he's got a trick knee or something.
Well, the word was that actor, he did have to get rolled onto the set in a wheelchair, and then I guess they shot him up with something or other, and then he was able to do the takes, and then he was back in the chair.
Sure, you do the whole Grease Lightning dance, and then just immediately crumple back into a wheelchair.
Exactly, yeah. But I brought up Christine because I... You know, this phone, I feel like it's cursed. I went to the movies recently. I went to see that documentary about Three Identical Strangers. I'm not sure if you've seen that excellent film, but I get up and I walk out of the theater and I can't find the phone and it's gone and I'm freaking out. And then eventually I have to go back in, and the next showing is already being seated, and I have to go and ask this woman who was in my seat, and I said, can you please stand up and let me look and see if I left my phone here. And sure enough, it was in between the cushions of the seat. It's one of those new theaters where it's almost like the chairs are better than your chairs at home.
Yeah.
Do you know those places?
Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I did end up finding it, but I just feel like, am I not meant to have this phone?
Yeah, like it's not working ideally for you, and it's trying to escape you, trying to like get away.
Yeah, maybe the phone doesn't like me.
Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't.
There's a show in that, I think, maybe.
In the idea of a phone trying to get away from its owner?
Yeah, like the owner. We could spitball this right now. The owner has bad breath or something, or just the timbre of the owner's voice rubs the phone the wrong way.
Sure. Yeah, there's something there. There's something there.
Could be.
Yeah, but can I just get back to this initial thing I was interested in to talk about your career?
Of course.
Just to talk about just the early days when you had first gotten your career rolling as a writer and then eventually as a writer-director. About what was that experience like?
Well, I think you're talking about before I got jaded. You know, you're so excited to have your own career at that point. The ball's rolling.
Mr. Cunningham, the connection is even worse now. Sir, can you hear me? Can you hear me, sir? Sir?
Please don't tell me it happened again.
It happened again. It was actually a little worse this past time.
It was worse this time?
It was worse, yeah.
Oh, I hate this phone. I mean, I just hate it. Half the time I'm talking on this phone, I just want to break it in half, and I hate you. I hate you so much, you stupid phone. I'm going to smash it. I'm going to smash you into that bear, you piece of grunt. You MF.
I mean, it's... I know it's frustrating, but it's still just a phone. It's just a piece of technology. You know, Mr. Cunningham, sir.
Hey, I can hear you fine.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't get too. You can't get super. Worked up about the phone, you know.
I can actually hear you a lot better now.
Really?
Yeah.
Strange.
How am I more clear?
Oh, without a doubt, yes. No, this is crystal clear now.
Wow.
This is unbelievable.
I might have fixed it.
You might have. Did you smash it?
I did smash it.
You smashed it. Okay, because I could just hear you yelling. I couldn't. So you actually did. Maybe that's what fixed it then.
I did. I threw it on the floor.
Uh huh.
And it bounced around. Huh. Well, I think I did fix it. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well,
let's
that's
keep good. Doing. Let's keep talking.
Sure. Yeah. I just have to say it was very. You were very intense, though, talking about the phone. And it really sounds... Is this something you just need to go deal with or kind of go kind of take, you know, like take a nap or go to bed or something?
Take a nap? That's not too insulting.
Well, no, I don't mean... I just mean it sounds like you're having a very hard time with...
Well, I got frustrated with the phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You never wanted to smash your phone?
Yeah, no, but I wouldn't scream in front of people on a radio show. I wouldn't literally start yelling at the phone as if it was a person. But look, I was just concerned. That's all I'm saying.
It's fine. It's in the past. I thank you for looking past it. I'd love to answer your questions.
Sure.
It feels like mm-hmm. everything's working now on my end, and I think it's smooth sailing from here on
okay.
out.
Okay,
so,
great.
So
great.
Fire away.
Okay. So just figuring out where you were when you started off as a
mm-hmm.
writer, and then then eventually a writer-director. What was that chapter of your life like?
you know, I felt like I really discovered who I was and why I was here. I finally felt that I had, as I just said, found my rightful place.
Oh. I'm doing it again, Frank. Frank, Mr. Cunningham, it's happening again. It sounds bad again.
It does?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it started. It sounds bad again.
The connection is bad?
Yeah. I think that whatever the bad connection is, it's back again.
Oh, well, you know, it's probably not the connection at all. I was talking into a bottle the whole time.
Yeah. You were talking, so that's why it sounded, but the previous times it happened.
Mm-hmm.
What were you also, you were also talking into a bottle the previous times it happened?
Yes.
Okay, so can I ask why you were? He's not there. Oh, that's weird. That is very strange. Mike, I don't know how I feel about that. Wait, Mike left? Okay. Oh, thank goodness.